All right, so we're going to explore web testing and testing web applications using Visual Studio Team System. What you're going to notice is I have an empty solution in my Solution Explorer called Job Board Test. It is actually version controlled. I'm going to right-click and actually add a new project, and I'm going to go to Test Projects, and I'm going to add a test project. You can add test projects in this mechanism, or you can go to a specific language, such as Visual C Sharp, and add a test project from here. I'm going to go ahead and choose the test project underneath the Test Project node. I'm going to go ahead and set this up and call this my job board application tests. All tests within Visual Studio Team System must exist within any test project. So I'm creating a test project. Notice everything's getting added to version control. You'll see that I get a manual test one and a unit test 1.vb. Those are the equivalent of form one if you're used to, or web form one if you're doing web applications or Windows applications. You'll also get this authoring tests.txt. It will also get added, and it'll give you a little information about opening and using tests, running tests, viewing test results, and so forth, which can actually be fairly handy. And here's the unit test one that I created. I'm going to simply select those items there, right-click, and delete those because I won't be needing them. So I'm going to click OK there, and boom, they're now gone. I'm going to go to Job Board Application Test. I'm going to right-click and say I want to add a new test. There's a lot of different types of tests that you can create with Team System. For the purposes of this demonstration, I'll be showing you web testing. So I'm going to create a web test that is basically going to be the login test, and click OK. The application that we're going to be testing is actually going to be a job board application. So I'll go ahead and go to the site, and what you'll see here is it's a job site starter kit. You can actually download the source code from this from the internet. And what I'm going to be doing is testing the login features of logging into the job site starter kit. So you'll notice over here on the left, it's actually recording all of the HTTP requests that I send to the server, including the think time, which is how long it takes me to sit here and talk to you rather than clicking on buttons on the screen. So I'm going to click on the hyperlink for login. I'm going to go ahead and type in my user ID and password, cminegay, notion exclamation 00 is my password. I'm going to hit login here, and notice that it shows me welcome cminegay, so I'm successfully logged in. If I come over here on the left, we can actually see that it captures the data that I sent over, my username, cminegay, and my password, notion, exclamation, 00. All right, at this point, I'll go ahead and hit the logout hyperlink. And when I'm done going through the login process, including that logout, I'll go ahead and stop this recording. And it's going to take me back now to the web test editor, which is a graphical screen that I have for actually manipulating my web test. And there's a lot of capabilities that I have from this screen. So here we'll see login test. That's the name of my test. I can go to the properties window here, and there's different things I can actually set up for this. At each individual URL, I'm going to have different options. So to go through some of these relatively quickly, notice this parse dependent requests option. What that tells the system is when I go to localhost 9090, I want to go ahead and get everything that that web page requests. So every JavaScript file, cascading style sheet, JPEG, GIF, everything, it will go ahead and parse those requests and go fetch those as well. I've also got it set up to follow any redirects that may occur on my site. If I drill down underneath here, you'll see that I've actually got my form post parameters with my username and my password here. Notice I can actually change these values if I want to here from the web test editor. I can also right-click and I can add additional dependent requests. I could add headers, I could add query string parameters, form post parameters, file upload parameters. There's a lot of different things I can actually do here. What I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be playing with validation rules. I'm going to come to where I log in, which is this place right here where I send over cminegay and notion. I'm going to right-click and say I want to add a validation rule. And what I want to validate is that the returning HTML, when I go hit the login button, the returning HTML contains welcome cminegay. And I'm going to ignore casing. Right? I don't care. I don't remember if that's a capital W or not. I don't have to worry about that. So I'm going to look for this text in the returning HTML. The idea behind the validation rule is to validate. Does the web application actually work? We're not just recording this for the pure sake of running the recording later. What we actually want to do is validate. Does the website actually work based on the test that I have set up? This text here can actually be a regular expression, and you would just change this value right here to true if you wanted that to be the case. There's other types of validation rules as well. You can validate data in a form field. You can validate how long the request took to run, a maximum request time. You have required attributes. You can also do required tags. You can write your own validation rules in .NET and add them to this list very easily. I'm going to stick with my welcome cmin again. I'm going to click OK. I'm going to go ahead and save this test, and I can actually run it right here with this little run button. Just click that. It's going to open up a test results window for me. every time you're running tests with Team System, it's all going, always going to fire up the test results window. Let me go ahead and expand this out a little bit so we can actually see the test running. We'll actually can come in here and see the requests that were made. Here's the individual requests that were made. I can then go to my links over here. We can actually see I've got, that's not going to show me the response there too much. I can go to the details over here for the request that I have. And if we look, we need to determine why we're actually failing. So if I come over here to my specific test that failed, we'll actually come over here and can see that this is localhost 9090 login ASPX. If I come in here and look at the response, we'll see the request failed because it's looking at these navigation tree expand states. So let's go back, close this down, and let's actually see what we're passing over to the server. You're going to see there's a lot of data getting passed to the server, and what it's actually complaining about is I'm passing it some data here about the tree view. There's actually some hidden fields that are getting captured and passed back that I don't actually need. So I can go in here and actually delete those right there, and let's make sure they're not down here as well, and they are. So I'm going to go ahead and delete them from here. So sometimes you'll get things that are recorded that you don't actually need to pass back to the server on all of your subsequent requests. So let me go and rerun this now and see if that actually cleans it up. Now you'll see that my test case passes, got a little further now. I'm going to go to the request where I actually pass in, and I'm looking for this welcome C Minigay here. Go to my details, and you're going to see that there's the fine text validation rule, in fact, passing on this third request that I actually send to the server. So there it is right there. Let's go ahead and close this down now. And let's go change this up a bit, and we'll go change my password. So instead of Notion00, let's put Notion01, hit save. Now let's rerun the test. Now you're going to see that I actually fail because I don't successfully log in. So when I go to the server, type that in, it's going to say your login attempt was not successful, please try again. So it's playing that back now, and my test case actually failed. So now I've got a repeatable test that if for some reason I'm unsuccessful in logging in, this test case actually fails. Notice the different options I have where you're seeing all these hidden fields that are getting populated, and you'll see these extraction rules. What's actually happening here is there's a built-in rule that allows you to extract the hidden fields off of the web page and then pass them back on subsequent web pages. That's actually what was biting me earlier. So if I come in here and I actually right-click, I can add my own extraction rules, and you can actually pull data out of the web page, store them in variables, they're called context parameters, and then use those later on in your web test. And by default, that's automatically gets done with any of the hidden fields, and they'll get passed back in. You'll see view states getting hidden, getting managed in that way automatically. So that's the basics of web testing. You can then take these web tests, run them under load tests. You can run them in batches. If I go to my test menu, I can actually open up the, go to my test window, open up test view, and you'll see that I can see that test over here in my test view window. At this point, I'm going to simply go ahead and save this out. Notice that it is a file version controlled in my project, so this test case will actually be checked in. In fact, I'll go ahead and check that in, and that will complete our demonstration on web testing. If you'd like to get additional information on Visual Studio Team System, there's a couple resources for you. Obviously, the product homepage on msdn.microsoft.com is a great place to start. When you go to the Visual Studio Team System homepage, you're going to have information about how to learn it, how to try it, how to buy it. One great thing to do is to actually go underneath the download sections over on the left. That's going to take you to a page. It's going to have information on what you can actually download. If you go down, there's actually going to be the option for trial software. And notice here under the popular downloads, there's actually a Visual Studio 2005 Team Suite Trial Edition. And there's also Team Foundation Server Trial Edition that you can download. That allows you to test all of the client functionality for 180 days before trying to determine, do you need a particular Team Edition? Do you want Team Suite? What do you actually need to support your development processes in your organization? So that's a very great resource for you. There's also another great resource, Team System Rocks. The Team System Rocks page here, let me actually navigate to the homepage, actually has a Team System news blog, which kind of keeps you up to date on the latest stuff going on with Team System. If you navigate to the tutorials, that's actually going to have tutorial videos that you can watch that have a lot of information about the different features. So notice the ones over here on the left are very short, you know, sometimes 1 or 2 minutes or less. The ones over here on the right are much longer videos. So you'll see 15-minute videos, 24-minute videos on specific topics. So this is a secondary resource you can use as well. So keep both of those in mind as you're trying to learn more about Team System.